a couple of interesting elements of the gospel today, and I want to point out. And the first of all is the Pharisee takes up his position and speaks this prayer to himself. He speaks this prayer to himself. Now, if he's speaking this prayer to himself, he's praying to himself. We call that idolatry. And idolatry is like our chief temptation. Whether the idol be sex or gold or power, which is what the golden calf symbolizes, by the way. Or in number of others, you know, you can have the idol could be the Super Bowl trophy for some people. Or the Oscar. Or my name on a certain door in a certain place. Idolatry. So he shows up to pray, and he prays this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you. Sounds good so far, right? Oh God, I thank you that I am not like so-and-so. And then he lists his accomplishments to himself. I fast twice a week, which we should fast. No question, we should fast. I give tithes on all my income. No question, we should tithe. But we don't fast for ourselves, and we don't tithe for our selfishness. We fast that we would be emptied of that selfish impulse, and we give that we would be emptied of our attachment to the passing things of the world. But he fasted and he tithed so that he could feel good about himself. So he could go to the temple and pray to himself. Does this remind you of anybody? Say, yeah, you, Father Mike. Oh, that person in the pew next to me, that's who it reminds me of. We struggle with this. We struggle with idolatry. We struggle with putting ourselves at the center of all things, making ourselves the measure of all things. And so this is why the church calls us to physically imitate the tax collector. Now, we can physically imitate the tax collector externally and still be the Pharisee inside. Right? Yeah. There you go. But we started Mass today, and we should start Mass this day, this way always. We started Mass this day by accounting of our own sins. And I knew what I was going to talk about when I got over here. And I'm standing over there, giving you 20 seconds to think about your sins. And I'm starting to think about whose sins. I'm asking myself, are they really praying about their sins? You see how it's trying to infect me immediately, and I'm focusing on somebody else's problems. And I'm so conscious of this in this moment. But we start the Mass with this acknowledgement of our utter dependence on God, because we need His mercy. I mean, I have heard the prayer of the Pharisee a lot of times, and some of those times it's in my own mind and heart. But I have heard the prayer of the Pharisee coming out of other people's mouths as well. It hurts me a little bit when I hear oh, you know, those people are all going to hell. Those people. I'm righteous. Oh, God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of them. We thank God for his mercy is what we thank God for. We thank God for his mercy. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Today, I hope you are encouraged to fast and to pray to God and to tithe and to be humble through those disciplines.